News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. This is Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. A shooting death in an argument over drugs has sent a Minnesota man to prison for 28 years. Yesterday was sentencing day for Richie Vu. He was sentenced in Marathon County Court for shooting Li Zhang in the apartment they shared back in 2012. Prosecutor Teresa Whetston says this is a far too common occurrence. It was an argument over drugs.
People turn away from their families and their support structure when they make these choices to engage in drug activity. And once they've made that choice and become addicted to drugs, it becomes hard to go back.
Vu will not be eligible for early release, and he'll be on probation for 7 more years once he's done serving his long jail time. More details have become known about the Abbotsford school teacher who's accused of misconduct involving 2 students. A criminal complaint filed in Clark County Court says 25-year-old Andy Fallon had a sexual relationship with 2 17-year-olds that date back to October. Apparently, one parent saw text messages and became suspicious. Police say that they will get a subpoena to investigate other messages sent from Fallon's phone. They are not clear if there are other victims in the case. A Wausau man was in court yesterday charged with disorderly conduct and lewd behavior. 23-year-old Eric Rowe was arrested after exposing himself on Washington Street near the Wisconsin River. Apparently, there were 3 young girls nearby. They notified police. They were ages 11, 12, and 14. It's been debated in Congress forever. We have a new 5-year farm bill, as we hear from Fox News Radio's Mike Emanuel.
The Senate passed a 5-year farm bill, which is expected to reduce the deficit by $23 billion over the next decade. Democrat Debbie Stabenow, the chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee, says this deal ends indefensible spending after many years of trying.
We have finally ended direct payment subsidies, which are given to farmers even in good times. Instead, we move to a responsible risk management approach.
Yet conservatives like Utah's Mike Lee say this deal is a combo of welfare and corporate welfare.
The farm bill is really 2 bills. One that spends about $200 billion to subsidize the agriculture industry, and another that spends $750 billion on the public assistance program, previously known as food stamps.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
The White House chief economist Jason Furman is refuting claims that health care is going to result in widespread full-time job losses. That's according to a report from the bipartisan Congressional Budget Office. They claim Obamacare will prompt a reduction in work hours and a loss of roughly 2 million full-time jobs over the next 10 years. A couple of legislators are proposing a statewide ban on cell phone use while driving, unless you have a hands-free device. Democrat State Representative Peter Barker from Kenosha is the author of the No Texting and Driving bill. He says that bill has already become law. Now he would like a no talking while driving, unless hands-free. Racine Democrat Senator John Lehman has offered a companion bill in the Senate. Barker says the bill's not about writing tickets. He says it's about changing drivers' habits. The new chief executive officer at Microsoft has ties to Wisconsin. Satya Nadella is a graduate student from UW-Milwaukee. He has been a Microsoft vice president, and he's getting a big bump in pay. He'll receive a $1.2 million salary, an 80% increase over what he was making as a division head last year. Let's get a look at our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
No brutal cold in the area over the next couple of days. Not as bad as what it was like back in January, but it will be well below normal. Mostly cloudy for today with a high of 10. Tonight, all the way down to 9 below zero. A wind chill advisory for the western part of the area overnight. On Thursday, breezy and frigid, a high of 6. We'll see some sunshine on Friday, but a high of only 10. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Temperatures are above zero around central Wisconsin, so we're going to take that. Hour-by-hour temperatures, 6-day forecast, and the latest zoom-in weather radar down to street level in your neighborhood anytime at WSAU.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.